Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from RedOat12 from the Advice subreddit and says, "My fiancé left me at the altar. Yesterday was supposed to be one of the most happiest days of my life. And it turned out to be the worst. My fiancé never showed up to the ceremony, leaving me at the altar. His friends and family tried to get a hold of him, but all calls went straight to voicemail. After waiting an hour for him, I told my guests that there wasn't going to be a wedding. I opened the reception hall and told them to enjoy the food and open bar, even if there was no ceremony. I still wanted them to have a good time and enjoy the food and drinks. I tried to call him a couple of times, but after three more failed calls, I just stopped and told everyone else who was trying to get a hold of him to stop. He made it clear he didn't want anyone to get a hold of him, and I wasn't going to have them waste their time. I didn't cry. I wasn't going to cry, at least not in front of everyone. His mother came to me and apologized through tears. She told me how disappointed she was in him and that she was so sorry. I just shook my head and stuck with her the entire time. I didn't want her to cry and feel bad for something that wasn't her fault. The real MVPs were all my friends. They did their absolute best to keep things from being awkward and entertained everyone. They played music, danced, and one of them went as far as going back home to bring a projector and a game system for all the kids and teens to play against each other with. I was glad that the day was somewhat saved, but I still felt horrible. My would-be brother-in-law, Ethan, kept me from getting shit-faced when I really wanted to. Told me it would be awkward if I did, so I did my best to keep everyone happy. After 11, I told everyone who bought gifts to take them back and get their money back. A few of them refused and had me keep the gifts they got. So now I'm back at the hotel we got and I'm alone. This morning, I got a couple of missed calls from my fiancé and several messages that I haven't opened yet. I'm so angry at him. He humiliated me yesterday by not showing up when he could have told me he was getting cold feet. I had my friend message him that I want to be left alone and that if he showed up to the hotel room, I was going to call my brothers to have him removed. So far, he hasn't shown up, but I'm getting phone calls from his friends, probably all wanting to speak to him. I don't know if it's me being shallow or not, but I'm rethinking our entire relationship and whether or not I see a future with him. So another issue is that I have an extra plane ticket. It was supposed to be for our honeymoon, but since the fiancé isn't here, I decided to enjoy my little getaway vacation for myself. A couple of friends are coming with me, but not for another week since they got to get childcare, put vacation time, etc. So they can't come since it is last second. To be honest, I want to invite Ethan because I've never travelled anywhere in my life. I know he's been to where I'm going and I want him to come so he can be there to show us the places to be at. Ethan told me he'd go for me, but should I invite him? I asked Ethan's mum and she was all for it, but I still don't know if it'd cause drama. Any advice? So there was some chat in the comments below. Some people was, you know, showing concern, maybe something happened to the fiancé that's why he didn't turn up. And Opie says, "My maid of honour checked if there were any accidents in the area when he didn't show up. So far nothing, but I'm sure his parents would have gotten a hold of me if he was in an accident, and so far no. If it was an emergency, I'm sure his family would have gotten a hold of me. He sent me messages, but I haven't read them yet. I'm going to wait until I'm out of state to read them." And then a comment which was downvoted, but they said, "Seems like Ethan genuinely cares about you," which is the brother, "stop you from drinking, you're hurt, etc. And to be honest, who Who cares if it causes drama? He left you at the altar. His brother looked after you. Take the brother, and if something happens, then maybe it was meant to be. Don't force anything though, because then it will be forever awkward. Opie responded, saying, yeah, Ethan is a good guy, and I doubt anything would happen between us. I've seen his ex-girlfriends, and I'm nowhere near his type. We definitely keep each other's backs. And then there was a lot of comments, you know, basically saying, don't invite Ethan. And Opie responded, saying, okay, so don't invite Ethan. Got it. Maybe I can ask Ethan's sister. I really don't know anything about traveling, so I kind of want to ask someone who has a clue. Lucy Shu says to Opie, saying, you need to talk to your fiance. He did a shitty, horrendous thing, but you still need to talk this through. Hiding from him is not going to help either of you. Have the tough conversation and make your decisions. Don't take his brother on your honeymoon, for fuck's sake. This isn't time for revenge or stupid decisions. This is your life. Talk this through like adults. Take the trip or get a refund or whatever, but you have to talk to him. You are going to spend the rest of your life with him. You owe it to yourself to at least speak to him and get closure. Opie says, I'm most likely not going to take Ethan. I'm not trying to take revenge or anything. I just don't know anything about traveling. I've never even been on a plane, and I know Ethan has traveled before. I will eventually talk to him after the honeymoon, but right now, no. Not after he embarrassed me in front of all of our families and friends. A deleted user leaves a pretty lengthy comment. They said, OP, this is the moment where you figure out who you are outside your relationship. Your fiancé left you at the altar. This isn't a relationship to consider. It was over the moment he stood you up. Ethan is your ex's brother. I don't know why he stopped you from drinking. You should have done what the fuck you want. Ethan isn't going to be in your life anymore. Him and his family aren't going to disown their brother and son for his ex. Now, traveling alone is the best thing in the world. It's scary at first, but once you get past that, that's where the magic happens. Getting used to being alone. Getting comfortable with being alone. Falling in love with your own company. That moment when you wake up and think, what do I want to do today? Maybe you don't have the answer. Maybe you realize it's the first time you've ever had the choice to do things purely for you. Not a friend or partner's or family suggestion. Not you predicting what someone else would like to do. You figuring yourself out. You learn about your own company. You'd been preparing for a marriage, a life with someone else. Now you're single. Use this trip as the first step in your new life where you put yourself first. Use this trip to cry and grieve for as long as you want. Use this trip as a chance to realize how strong you are. Go on this trip alone so when you return you don't feel scared and suddenly live in life alone when you expected to be married. If you know that you can holiday alone, then you know you can do anything, including surviving this breakup. And when you return, book an appointment with a therapist. It's worrying that after your ex left you at the altar, you still thought there was a relationship to consider. And you seem very dependent on what others think of you. Like allowing Ethan to police your drinking when you wanted to get shit-faced, and you were entitled to do that. Your ex-in-laws weren't thinking about you when they wanted you to stay dignified. It looks less bad for them if you never look publicly heartbroken. Opie responded to that, saying, this actually helped me. I used to tell everyone that I was independent, but now you've made me realize that maybe I'm not as independent as I think I am. You're right. Maybe this trip should be a trip to take alone. I didn't even think about that last part. I think maybe you are right. It probably would have embarrassed them if I did. I don't know now. If Gabby can't make it, then I think I'll do what one person told me to do and switch my tickets for first class. If I can't, then I'll just take that loss. So Opie was getting lots of different tips about what to do on their travels, and Opie said, like, honestly, thank you. I needed to know that. At least someone to tell me what to expect. I've never been to an airport before, and I really mean it when I say I have no idea what to do. As lame as it sounds, I'm going to screenshot this. This is the info I want. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I now feel so much better. And one more comment with reply. Someone says to OP, I mean, he left you at the altar. I don't think you're the only one rethinking the relationship, but after that, I'll be pretty certain it was done. Take the trip without your ex-fiance's family and start your life over, because I don't know how one comes back from that. Opie says, oh man, I didn't even think of it that way. So this means I gotta put on big girl underwear and figure it out myself. I asked my brother's wife to come with me. She said if she she can get someone to watch my nephew for a week tomorrow, she'll come. I'm probably going to beg my mum to watch him. It's a 3-week trip. I just want company so that I won't be alone for a week. And there was a lot of people telling OP, you know, travel alone, do all this kind of stuff, discover yourself. And I get where OP's coming from about, you know, being a bit nervous. I'm not sure about all their life experience that they have, but like OP, I didn't go to an airport until I was a bit older. And it can be a scary place, especially if you haven't got any clue about what's going on, the boards with the numbers and navigating an airport, especially big airports. People everywhere, security checks. You can only take X amount of liquid on board and all this kind of stuff going on. So I can understand OP wanting some company. I get what people are saying about discovering yourself, etc. But I agree with OP that, you know, some company might be good. Do I think taking Ethan is the right thing to do? I don't think that's a good idea. But taking a friend for a bit of company, I totally get that. But if she does decide to do it for herself, more power to her as well. But OP comes in with their update and says, okay, so I feel like I should explain more about Ethan. First, I'm not going to take him. Second, I've known Ethan a little longer than my ex-fiance. Please believe me when I say he's a close friend of mine. Both of us bonded by teasing his brother, and with that, we just kind of clicked and became fast friends. I wanted to take him because I didn't know how to use my ticket in the airport. I've never been traveling, and I didn't want to look dumb by trying to figure it out. Thankfully, someone said what to do, and I'm forever grateful, so now I feel much more confident. I know it sounded iffy trying to take Ethan, but honestly, it was for something innocent. I see him more of a brother than anything, now that I look at all the comments you guys left. And finally, I read my ex-fiance's messages. Yes, he's alive. He wasn't in any terrible accident, and the reason he never showed up was because he found out he has a kid. His childhood sweetheart came by with a kid maybe a couple of weeks ago. His best man knew and never told me because my ex didn't want him to tell me he was 100% sure, and I guess he found out today. He apologized so many times for not showing up, but he couldn't because he felt so guilty. Of what? I don't know. He said a large part of him wants to make things right and take care of his son because he always wanted a family. So screw the last 3 years, right? I don't know if that means he's going to go back to his ex because he wants to talk over the phone. Honestly, I'm done. I think it's an excuse to get back with his ex. I don't believe he's ever gotten over her, and her over him, which is why she chose now to show herself. He sent a picture of the kid to me, and I went over ex-fiance's mum's Facebook to see any pictures she posted of ex-fiance when he was a kid. They're low quality, but there is definitely a resemblance. It feels so surreal to me, like this is one big joke. I feel like I'm missing more info, like there's something else going on, but I'll find out later. I haven't responded, so instead I'm just going to open a bottle of wine and just get plastered. My best friend is currently on her way with takeout and ice cream, so I thought I'd share this. Maybe after my much needed vacation I'll do another update, but right now I'm just gonna do me. Until then, fuck you, Ben. Fuck you indeed. And part of me was thinking whilst reading that is, why did the ex wait? Is it just because she wants to get back together with him? Is it the same for him? He wants to get back together with his ex. It certainly felt that way to me, because leaving someone at the altar like that just is incredibly cruel. And that was OP's last update on the matter, but I really hope that they did go and enjoy that trip and just live their best life, because there is no alternative to this, and I hope that they just have a good time. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And our next three does come with an update as well from Alternative Corgi 301 and says, am I the arsehole for ruining a baby name? I'm Brazilian, but I've been living in the US for 3 years. My first language is Brazilian Portuguese. I have a 4-year-old son and I'm pregnant with a girl due in May. My son is friends with a girl whose mother, I'll call her Becca, is also pregnant. She's due a couple of weeks before me and is also expecting a third girl. Since we take our kids on playdates almost weekly, we frequently talk about our pregnancies. Becca is into unique names. Not uniques or tragedies, but names that she and her husband create. It's not my style, but she managed to come up with genuinely nice names for both her older daughters, so there was never really a reason for me to say anything. This time, Becca and her husband had a lot of trouble coming up with a new name. She first brought this up last December. For months, they'd tried to create something that sounded good, with no success. We took our kids on a playdate at a park this weekend. When we sat down for a snack, Becca excitedly told me they'd finally settled on a name. I was really happy for her and asked what they had chosen. Narina. For those who don't know, that's Portuguese for nostril. I managed to control myself and told her it sounded lovely, but my son let out a giggle. My husband and I are raising him bilingual, so he speaks Portuguese, and Becca wanted to know why. I tried to brush it off, but she kept insisting. Eventually, I told her that while Narina could be a lovely name, it was also the Portuguese word for nostril. Becca seemed really sad to hear that. She said she'd think of something else, but had fallen in love with Narina. After we went home, Becca's husband called me. He was furious at me for ruining the only name they had agreed on. Apparently, he had a fight with Becca because she told him she wanted to think of something else. He argued they'd never visit Brazil anyway, so they shouldn't have to change the name. But Becca refused to use Narina. My husband agrees that their fight is not my fault, but thinks I didn't need to tell Becca anything, since Americans are unlikely to know what Narina means. Am I the arsehole? Edit. This was not my son's fault. He's 4 years old and had an honest reaction to hearing a baby would essentially be named Nostril. I get that some people might think I was the arsehole, but don't blame my child for this. Edit 2. Okay, a lot of people are misreading Narina as Narnia. No real comment on that, but the Chronicles of Nostril has a nice ring to it. And then they said they've added an update. Now for me in these situations with names, I'm always like a not the arsehole. And in this particular situation, you was backed into a corner basically where she kept insisting to know what your son was laughing at. And you told her. For me, if I ever was in that situation where I was naming a child and I picked a certain name without Googling for some reason, I'd like to know the information. I'd like to be able to make a choice with the information around me. So even if OP told them straight out once they found out about the name saying, oh, I just wanted to let you know that in Portuguese it means this. Just so you know, not trying to upset you or anything like that. You know, I see no problem with that either. And it means different things in different languages. So Portuguese, it's nostril. I Googled and on a website called Mum Junction, it says it means fresh or pomegranate flower. And its origin is Persian. There's an African bird called a Narina Trogon. I pronounced that right. And I typed Narina into Google and clicked images, and there's loads of people called it as well. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving the people the information and then they can do what they want with it. You know, you're not purposely trying to hurt them. And I just find it bizarre behavior from the husband to call you up furious because you ruined the name. You didn't ruin the name, you just gave him some information. But Test Monkey Alpha says, not the arsehole. I'm shocked they didn't bother Googling their name ideas as they came up with them. I see Narina as Nostril on the first page of search results. Opie says, I don't think they ever do. Apparently, their eldest daughter's name also means something in a different language, though a much cuter word, and they had no idea until someone who spoke it told them. Since Elvis says not the asshole, it's not ruined. They're not even Portuguese, and for fuck's sake, they could always change the spelling if their panties are this twisted. Narina spelled N-E-R-I-N-A, Narina spelled N-I-R-I-N-A, or Narina spelled N-A-R-I-N-A-A. And then says, don't tell me what awful things those mean. OK Expression also googled it and says Narnia is a type of bird, and it means fresh pomegranate flower as a Persian name. Not the asshole, but they way overreacted. Many names and words mean something different in another language. At least the word is innocuous. The name Bill sounds like Bill in Dutch. Sounds like Bill, B-I-L, in Dutch, which means buttock. Do you think people are going to stop using Bill as a name? William has to be one of the most common names in existence. Todd, T-O-D, is the German word for death. She needs to chill and just use the name she likes. And Rickator Bug says, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him was Todd. Not quite pronounced that way in German, though. It sounds more like Todd. Todd? Something like that. I'm trying. I'm listening to Google at the same time here. But OP comes in with their update and says, hey, Reddit, thank you all for your feedback and advice on my original post. First of all, I want to clarify that I never told Becca not to name her daughter Narina. I just told her what it meant in Portuguese, and only because my son laughed. Again, this wasn't his fault. It was my translation that made her change the name. But that was still her decision. I got a DM about how I shouldn't have involved my native language into Becca's choice for her daughter's name, which was also not the case. I found no joy in telling Becca what it meant. There are plenty of normal names in English language I can ruin with Portuguese. I've actually been listening to some since my first post, but I wouldn't translate them without being asked to. Many of you came forward saying that Narina was also a flower, a Finnish word for a creaking sound, and an actual Persian name. I didn't know any of that, but it was interesting to find out. I listed most of the meanings you guys gave me with the intention of showing them to Becca. I also got plenty of comments suggesting similar names. Marina, Nara, Narina, Nareen, etc. And I wrote down some of them as well. Becca and I met for another playdate with the kids and I showed her my list. I also emphasized that she could still use the name Narina if she wanted to. At first, she politely turned everything down, including the last part. While Becca said she did like some of the names I told her about, a method consists solely of creating new names with her husband. Apparently, they got to Narina by mixing and matching syllables until they had something that sounded nice. And finding out the name they'd created for their daughter also meant Nostril was enough for her to lose interest in it. Becca did love the name Narina, though, N-E-R-I-N-A. She didn't admit it until we were about to go our separate ways, but she said she'd mention it to her husband. And speak of the devil, her husband, as far as I know, is still pissed at me. He didn't try to contact me again, but Becca said he rolled his eyes when she mentioned the upcoming playdate. Apparently, he's the one who came up with the order of the syllables that resulted in Narina, and was upset I had ruined it. I told Becca I didn't want to hear from her husband again. She agreed his phone call was extremely inappropriate and promised to tell him not to contact me any further. Look, I'm not gonna lie. I'm really fucking glad they're not naming their kid Nostril. I'm also really proud of myself for holding in my laughter when I first heard that. But I know Becca is a great mother who is perfectly capable of naming her children. So I know her daughter's name will be beautiful. I think that's all. Becca's baby might be named Narina, spelt N-E, R-I-N-A. That will depend on Nostril Senior, though. Also, for justice's sake, my daughter will be named Luciana. Feel free to translate it. But seriously, thank you guys. Nostril Senior. OP, you cheeky so-and-so. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Do you have a different opinion on the matter? Would you be offended by that if someone told you that? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below, as always. Truly do appreciate them. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. Your support is absolutely incredible. I always appreciate it. I always sit here every day and think all these people from different countries are listening in, and I find it blows my mind. Honestly, thank you so much. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.